regardless of your social and financial standings. Without thinking about it, your heart will beat over 2 billion times in your lifetime. Sometimes it beats a little faster, sometimes it beats a bit slower. With each breath, your lungs will expand and contract, processing the air. Your blood pressure will go up and down. Sometimes it goes up a little too high, and sometimes it drops a little too low. But the natural process of human beings is for things to fluctuate and to achieve a balance. So wiggle your toes a little bit and let the feelings come up your legs that ends up in a smile. That's right. Mindfulness of the body is understanding that your body exists and it lives and functions independently of your ambitions, regardless of how smart you are, what kind of clothes you wear, how much money you make, which car you drive, or how many houses you own. So many processes are going on in your body at once. But when I ask, how's your body feeling right now? The answer is often something like, I have a headache, or my back hurts, or all is good, nothing is hurting. You see, most often the answer is something regarding pain or physical discomfort, one way or another, you know? So if you aren't hurting, what are you experiencing? And commonly, the answer is nothing. I don't feel anything right now. Is that so? It is fairly common to acknowledge the body only when it is in pain or extreme discomfort. But if everything is fine, why would we pay attention to it at all? It is well established that what goes on in our brain influences the body, and vice versa. Yet many people find themselves quite disconnected from their body and feel like they can't detect more subtle sensations. In part, this might be because we were trained very well to do so from an early age. Now, where's your feet? What are you feeling right now? Any sensations from the contact with the surface beneath you? Feel it. Now place your hand on your forehead. What are you feeling under your fingers? Now, how about the hair on your neck? Do you feel it? How does it feel? Put it into words. You can even say it out loud. Ticklish? Tingling? Warm or cold? Soft or hard? The richer our descriptive vocabulary is, the deeper we can explore. And the first step to reestablishing a compassionate relationship with your body is non-judgmental awareness and compassionate self-exploration. You know, you can set reminders on your phone. So several times daily, your reminder to slow down for a moment and check in with sensations in different parts of this miraculous body of yours. Your body feels so much, and all sensations are so unique. The ability to pay keen attention to the sensations and switch the focus of your attention makes you feel in control and fully present. It leads to decisions and necessary actions based on what is happening here and now, in this unique moment, in a particular situation. Instead of mindless reactions we would choose from our decision-making database, programmed in us from early childhood. Our body is an amazing creation that constantly scans, monitors, records, and stores obscene amount of information. It's a world on its own. So much is going on in there constantly. So to retrieve this information and make the best use out of it, we need to be well familiar with every nook and cranny of this world. Is it even possible? Well, there are several proven evidence-based practices through which we can regain our innate ability to use those scanners and monitors to get reacquainted with our body and deepen the mind-body connections. So here they are. Check them out.